It's the 5th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A 74-year-old woman who was first listed as missing but later found to have been murdered has finally received justice through the efforts of the police and her family. Annette Smith went missing in Stopfold a year ago. Her lodger, Scott Patterson, became her carer after she'd suffered a stroke. Family members became concerned when they hadn't heard from her. They questioned Mr. Patterson, who used her email account to correspond and deceive them into thinking she was fine. Her dismembered remains were found in a storage facility in Letchworth following Patterson's confession to police. The 45-year-old Patterson will serve a minimum of 20 years in prison for the murder. Three vans were targeted for tool theft last week at the Flitwick Leisure Centre and Millbrook Golf Club. The stolen tools were worth thousands of pounds, and police are requesting that anyone with information contact them as soon as possible. The former Stewartby Brickworks site, which was once the world's largest brickmaking facility, employing 2,000 workers, has been sold by its owner, Heidelberg Materials. The 130-acre plot was purchased by the Harworth Group, who specialise in turning industrial areas into residential developments. 1,000 homes have been planned for the location, along with two schools and a number of other buildings that will serve the community. A vibrant poppy presentation are, or soon will be, on display in several locations around Leighton Linslade to commemorate those who sacrificed their lives during two world wars. The poppies were created by a team of volunteers and can be viewed at the Van Dyck Road Cemetery and soon also on the River Ousel Bridge and the Linslade Garden of Remembrance. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.